All of us, at some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions, and also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy, they create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision.
Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
Don't let that happen. Get aggressive, be vigilant, attack and destroy the weakness in your head. Go.
Being self-reliant. Self-reliance is basically counting on yourself, taking responsibility for whatever happens to you, knowing that you have consciously made the decisions that are now affecting you, knowing that what is happening now, today, is the direct result of your activity, what you did yesterday. Self-reliance means counting on yourself, trusting yourself, being confident with yourself, being responsible to yourself. Trusting your own instinct, trusting the conclusions that you have developed from your study of experiences and philosophies, taking the credit that is due you, learning from the mistakes that you have made, being self-reliant.
You will have to pay the price. There is a price tag to greatness. If you're going to get anything, you will have to work for every single thing you get. And you gotta work every single day. You gotta wake up every day and work. And not only do you gotta wake up every single day and work, you gotta outwork everybody.
If you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not gonna beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best, I'm a beast. And oftentimes when you're going up against other beasts, sometimes they just want it more than you want it. They're not more talented than you. They just know what they're out there for.
You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta drive you. And when you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
It might be year two, three, four before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different. You walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Appeal Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Appeal at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
The battle is actually in your head. You're not going to hear noises. You're not going to hear gunfire. You're not going to hear any explosions. It's not that kind of battle. What's in your head is weakness and laziness. And they're not attacking. They're sneaking around. They're poisoning the strength in your brain.
Your mind is a weapon, and you got to be able to use it and pick that weapon up and control it.
I want to know what the f*** I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know that the harder the task, the harder the obstacle to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it. It's an opportunity to prove that you're a winner. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head when you look in the mirror.
Those days that you don't want to do anything, where you're too tired, too sore, you just don't feel like it. Those days, those are the days that count. When you have those feelings, it's even more important to step up and get some. If you've got something to do, don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't do that. Don't voluntarily do anything tomorrow that you should be getting done today. Get it done today. Don't wait. Attack it, destroy it, and move on.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself.
The future rewards those who press on. With patient and firm determination, I'm going to press on. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. I don't have time to complain. I'm going to press on. Stop complaining. Stop crying. We are going to press on.
You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You got to work. You got to work. If you know what's going to happen, you're going to wake up 60 days later, 90 days later, and everything's going to change but you. And you're going to get the same results you got because you're the exact same person. So work. You don't get bumped by staring at weights. You don't get healthier by staring at it. You get healthier by running up to it and grabbing it and pushing it. Push through that stuff. Push through it. Just keep working. I need you to wake up every day and say, today, I will not stop. I will not give up. I will not give in.
There's 86,400 seconds in a day. The separator between me and you and people that win and lose is what we do with those seconds. You want to win? You want to be a millionaire? You got to quit being so casual. You walk slow. You talk slow. You implement things slow. You talk a good game. Like you're going to be somebody? Wake up!
Commitment is the key. The moment that you commit yourself, then all unforeseen incidents, people, things that can happen that are positive begin to come your way. Basically the whole thought was the fact that nothing comes to you until you commit yourself. Nothing comes to you if you're just going to try, but you're not committed. Nothing comes to you if you're just thinking about it. It's not until you take the action step. It's not until you take the direction do the things start to flow through you. That quote, I laminated and I carried it in my pocket for almost a year. And during the day, I would just have times where I would feel a little bit like, oh, do I really want to keep doing this? And I would pull that quote out and I would read it and I'd put it back in my pocket and it just gave me fuel for the day. The only reason I share that with you is because I have a tendency to think that perhaps in your life, you may be tempted to sometimes just kind of throw your hands up and quit. I'm not saying you should always keep doing what you're doing. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying don't cheat yourself out of the possibility of the potential that's on the other side of commitment. Stay with it long enough to find out if there's any fruit in it. I promise you this, you'll be glad you did. And I have found, and I think you will find also, commitment really is the key.
Don't think that because it hasn't happened, it won't happen. Sometimes it don't happen because you ain't ready. Sometimes it don't happen because the world ain't ready. Sometimes it don't happen because you're praying for the wrong thing. You're praying for less than you want, but you're asking what you think is available. You can't trick the universe like that. Sometimes it hasn't happened because the situation and the timing. So if you're praying for something, working for something, waiting for something that hasn't happened, don't think that it won't happen. Just recharge and renew your vision. Some of us don't get what we want because we haven't renewed and recharged our vision.
There's a direct correlation between celebrating your wins and wanting to do more of them. See, when I was broke, and I was broke longer than I've been rich, you know what I'd always do when I walk into a store? I'd never get what I wanted. I'd always check the price tag.
What's it cost? What's it cost? What's it cost? What's it cost? And when you're always looking at what it costs, you never get what you want. And a lot of us do that in our lives. Every day we're repeating ourselves, what's this costing me? The sacrifice I'm going, I don't know if I can go anymore. And you lose what you want. You've got to quit negotiating the price. Right now, make the decision that any price is worth it as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral for you to make your family proud of you, for you to make your dream happen. Stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind. Is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy. It steals your focus. But those of you that get laser focus, become totally immersed in your dream, that know those babies of yours, your parents, guess what? They're worth the sacrifice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.